I think it was just important just to clearly lay it out that I am running again, because some people have been putting around rumours that I wasn't going to be, and that just to lay that out very clearly is very important.
You've made it quite clear that you believe there needs to be change at the top, and that change needs to put people at the very centre of government thinking. The reality is, in order to effect change, really you're going to have to be in government. Can you see a situation where Thomas Pringle is in government after the next election?
I think it's something that you'll be working towards and working to achieve. That's vitally important. While I have been able to affect change in opposition, and particularly in the last Dáil, where there was a hung Dáil, the government didn't have an overall majority. The reality is that I think that's what you need to achieve, and you need to achieve change, and to achieve change for the people of Donegal is not about getting bits and pieces from the government table. It's about actually putting Donegal at the centre of decision making, and I think that's vitally important.
In terms of the timing of the election, I mean, the Taoiseach still maintains he's going to go until February or March. All the thinking from the pundits would suggest that the figures at the moment all point to an election in November. When do you expect to go?
Well, we're working on the basis that the election can happen at any time, but in reality, if the election is going to happen in November, we should know probably by budget day what the late, if that's going to happen. At the moment, all we can do is just plan and make sure that we're ready, and we're ready to do our bit, and whenever the election is called, we'll hit the ground running and put our message before the people of Donegal, and they'll have their say.
It's going to be an interesting campaign in Donegal. We have the prospect of a 100% redress candidate. We potentially have other smaller parties represented as well. It could be quite a busy field out there. A number of people could be eyeing your seat and thinking, you know, maybe that's a seat I could be targeting. It's not going to be an easy ride for you or for anyone else.
Well, and that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be an easy ride for anybody. That's the way it should be, that there should be always competition for particular seats. And I'll be going out and standing on my record and defending my seat in relation to that. And the people of Donegal will then have their say in relation to it. And that's the way it should be.